Hello and welcome to episode 7 of The Night Feed. I'm your host, Charlotte, here to bring you some comfort, camaraderie and conversation to keep you company during, let's face it, one of the toughest parts of being a new parent, The Night Feed. Firstly, I just want to say a huge thank you to everyone who's listened in my first week. I've had some really lovely heartwarming feedback and that's really spurred me on to keep these coming every night. It's amazing seeing listeners from all over the world, like places like Canada and the US to Germany and the Netherlands. So wherever you're in the world and wherever you're listening from, thank you for being here and I really hope it's helping you. Tonight's unpaid sponsor is Walking Like a Ninja When Leaving Your Sleeping Baby's Bedroom. And there's always, always, always a squeaky toy just waiting for you next to the door, isn't there? On the subject of being quiet around your sleeping baby, I actually saw a tip on TikTok today about the importance of being noisy around the baby. Now, it can be quite controversial actually because it depends on the baby you have. I know all babies are different, but we're all kind of programmed to be absolutely silent when our babies sleep, aren't we? Especially with your first. I mean, I was, and we were, when we had our first, we would, like I said in the beginning, walk like ninjas around them and be really quiet and not make any noise. And with my second, I think because we already had a little one, keeping the noise down was a lot more difficult. And I actually remember hoovering around where she was sleeping and just pottering with jobs, and she would sleep through it. She would sleep through it all. So I don't know whether that's just two different babies or whether it is actually quite good to be a bit noisy around them. My mum always talks about this because I'm quite a light sleeper and she says it's because you're the first, because we were really quiet around you and won't make any noise. Yeah, my brother and sister can sleep through a lot. And maybe it is because they're used to being around noise, and a second baby, third baby, they've kind of grown in the womb hearing their sibling talking and playing and laughing and hearing you guys talking. And then when they're born, you're obviously looking after the older sibling and you're naturally noisier. And does that make them a better sleeper in life? There's a question. What do you think? Are you really, really quiet when your baby's napping, or do you just crack on with your jobs and make a bit of noise around them? And what do you do? Email me, thenightfeedpodcast@gmail.com. Now onto question for my podcast. Tonight's question I found on a forum, and the question is, what did you need to hear when you were a new parent? I thought this might be quite an interesting one for you if you're listening now, because the chances are you're a new parent going through The Night Feed, and I wonder if you can relate to any of these or if any of these will be helpful, hopefully. The first response, and a lot of people responded with this one, is that the newborn stage is not what having a child is like. Meaning that it gets easier. And you might be sick of hearing this. I know when people comment on my TikTok that I have, I'm constantly saying to these new mums, it gets easier, honestly, it gets easier. And when you're in the thick of it, you could be like, but when? Because it is tough. Those early days and nights and weeks are really tough. But I think this kind of rings true, is that, yeah, the newborn stage is not totally different from having a child, but it is different. The constant wakings, the constant feedings, the cluster feedings, if you're breastfeeding, that can be all so, so, so overwhelming. It does get easier as your children grow up. It really does. And I think if you are going into parenting thinking, wow, this is hard, then just know it's not all like the newborn stage. The second one made me laugh because I remember this. Neck cheese. Remember to lift and wash under the neck flaps, this person said. And yes, if you don't know about this, get to know about it. Under your baby's chin, obviously their neck is all kind of chubby fat, isn't it? And milk does catch under there. So if you're brand new to parenting and you've not seen that yet, always remember just to have a little check under the neck flaps when you're washing them in the bath, because it does get under there and it does get stinky and stuck. Next tip is to join a mum's Facebook or peanut group with mums who all had a baby the same month as you, because everyone is going through the same things at the same time. I really like this one. I think this wasn't really about as much even just a few years ago. It's only more since Peanuts been a thing. There are loads of groups on there that are like Mums July 21 and, you know, each month that the babies are born. And this person said that it's brilliant because everyone is going through exactly the same thing at the same time. So yeah, definitely look into joining a group. Even if you've had your baby, you can join a group of mums that have had a baby a similar time to you. And it could just be really useful, especially if you're going through something that you're unsure about. Obviously, if it's an illness or something like that, it's always best to check with your healthcare provider. But you could just have symptoms that are being explained in this group and it might help. It might help you identify a problem or find a solution for something. The next answer is you don't need to enjoy every moment. There will be some enjoyable moments, but it doesn't mean you don't absolutely love your baby. I like this one because so many people say, oh, enjoy every moment. It doesn't last. It flies by. And of course you are enjoying being with your new baby, of course, but that's not to say there aren't really difficult, really hard moments that aren't enjoyable. You know, there are times when your baby does a big poo all the way at the back just as you're about to leave the house and you have to clean it up. And not every second is going to be the best moment of your life. And that's okay. That's okay. Doesn't mean you don't love your baby. It just means that there are highs and lows to new parenthood. Like anything in life, there are highs and lows. So please don't feel bad for not enjoying every single second. And the final one is you're doing a great job. And now I remember when the health visitor came round and said this to me and it was like, oh, wow, thank you. You know, even though my partner was saying it to me and my mum, and I, whilst I do listen to them, obviously, I think having somebody that you don't know come and say that to you, it really helps, doesn't it? And saying that to a new parent, just especially a brand new parent that hasn't done it before, gives them that confidence that, oh, yeah, I've got this. It is hard. And it is challenging at times, but I've got it and I'm doing a good job. And as long as my baby's well and thriving, I might be lacking on sleep, but I'm doing a good job. So remember that, mamas. And if you're up in the night now feeling really tired and stressed and worried and anxious, just remember you're doing a great job. You're looking after a brand new baby and you've got this. You'll get through it. You will. And it will get better as the days and weeks go on. Now onto social media says. I found this lovely quote on Instagram today, which I wanted to share with you. And it's by somebody called Nicola Jane Hobbs. And it reads, growing up, I never knew a relaxed woman. Successful woman, yes. Productive woman, plenty. Anxious and afraid and apologetic women, heaps of them. But relaxed women, at ease women. Women who aren't afraid to take up space in the world. Women who prioritise rest and pleasure and play. Women who give themselves unconditional permission to relax, without guilt, without apology, without feeling like they need to earn it. I'm not sure I've ever met a woman like that, but I would like to become one. I would like all of us to become one. I think that's such a powerful quote because as women, we are always busy, aren't we? Whether you've got a career or you're a mother or whether you're doing both, we are constantly on the go, aren't we? And I think the mental load of what you need to do and what you need to do and the laundry and the washing and the dishes, like sometimes my partner will say to me, oh, go and have a bath and I'll end up doing the laundry upstairs. And it's like, no. I should go and have a bath. And he's actually really good at telling me to relax, which I'm so grateful for because I think as women, there's always a job to be done, isn't there? There's always something, whether, like I say, it's changing the bedding, doing the washing, hoovering, dusting, cleaning, doing your professional work, whatever that is, there's always something. So I think it is important to listen to that quote and really think, actually, yeah, I'm going to be a bit more of a relaxed person. And even if you are super, super hectic, super, super busy, remember that having that moment to relax can really, really, really help and help your mental load, help your mental health, help your ability to be a great mum. Once you've had that chill time, that relaxed time, without having to feel like you have to earn it. Why should you have to earn putting your feet up or having a minute and just being? And linking into this, now onto our self-care suggestion of the night is have a bath. I know it's hard to find time sometimes, especially when you're a newborn mom and you're really struggling to find a minute for yourself to even shower. But if you have a bath, you will feel so much better. I do it when I'm feeling stressed or tense, is I go and have a bath, and that hour spent away to yourself with your candles on, with your spa music on, or a podcast or a TV show, whatever you need, having that time to yourself can just transform your whole mind. So if you can, get yourself in that bath and see how much better you feel. Now to finish on a quote I wrote. At 4:30 a.m., Mama, my tiny fingers curl around yours. We're feeding again, and it's almost dawn. You stare at the sun peeking through your blinds, and your eyes begin to stream as you think about another day functioning on no sleep. Nothing prepared you for the sheer amount of emotions you can feel in a single moment as a new mama. The overwhelming love, happiness, and contentment mixed with fear, exhaustion, and tearfulness. Who'd have thought someone as little as me could take so much from someone as big as you? Just know, Mama, that it's completely normal to feel the roller coaster of emotions, but we'll get through it and you will sleep again. I promise. Thanks for listening, Mamas. Thank you for being here, and I hope it's given you a little lift in the middle of the night whilst you're up feeding your little one. Remember, if you have anything to share or add on the podcast, please email thenightfeedpodcast@gmail.com. Good night.